listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Here we are at the Mason County High School in the Mason County Fieldhouse. I'm Joel Bennett. I'll be joined by Bobby Baldwin. We'll be bringing you this final game of the opening round, as it will have Campbell County pitted up against Bracken County here, and that will conclude the opening round of this 10th region tournament. It began with Mason County getting a two-point win over Bourbon County, 67-65. Then in an overtime game, it was Harrison County taking out Scott, 72-69. We just saw the and brought the broadcast of the opening game tonight. George Rogers Clark winning over Pendleton County, 74-51. So now we have yet to determine who this fourth team will be in getting into the semifinals. The semifinals will come up on March 11th, 6 o'clock. It'll be Mason County taking on Harrison County. GRC has punched a ticket for the 7:30 game, and it's now to be decided who they'll be playing, Campbell County or Bracken County. Again, your Gateway radio stations committed to bringing you this boys' 10th region tournament, a commitment to the schools and the community and to the sponsors. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. The Polar Bears of Bracken County come in with a record of 11-19. They're 7-11 versus 10th region competition, 3-4 within their district. Now, when I say within their district, they do not have to play district games for seeding. However, that will change next year. No longer a blind draw. They're going to have seeding, so the district will be different. Actually, Bracken County came away. They have had 23 district championships in their history of the team. They are guided by first-year head coach. That would be Terry King. Bracken County is making their 43rd 10th region tournament appearance. So 43 times in the history of Bracken County schools, they've been to this 10th region tournament. They've got six regional championships in their school's history. 1955 is the last time that they have won the region championship. They also have a state championship, Bracken County does, back in 1939. They have five regional tournament runners-up the last time that happened in 2022. So they're no stranger to Campbell County. If you listen to the opening game we were closing out, Bracken County has foiled Campbell County back in 2022 with an overtime win that stunned the Camels, and it put the Polar Bears in the 10th region final, which they fell to GRC. But then go back a year before that, it took overtime for Campbell County to shake Bracken County by 7 to get to the championship game. So this can be a pesky team, Bracken County. But, Bobby, they started the year by losing 11 straight games. Who would have thought that they would be here in the region tournament? But they've gone 6-4 in their last 10 games. They've tried to put their team together. I think they've had some parts that have left and some parts they're trying to adjust with. But they're here in the tournament, and not the first time, 43rd appearance.
Well, that's exactly right, and they have been one of those teams that when you lose 11 in a row to start the season, and since then have gone 11-8 for the season despite losing a couple of players about a month ago. That speaks well for the fact that they've had a lot of intensity, a lot of pride, and have certainly brought what they can to the table. And make no mistake, this Campbell County team is big. It's strong. They look like they've all been in the weight room.
Sure do.
But this Bracken County Polar Bear squad will certainly lay it all out there. Whatever they have, they will put out there this evening.
Well, the school enrollment quite different. Bracken County, a Class A school with an enrollment of 368 students. So Campbell County, they've got 1,546 students. But that's the beauty of Kentucky high school basketball. Bobby, you just put them all in a hat and we all play.
We all play, and maybe you've got five or six from a small community who can definitely play with the bigger schools,
sure.
And that's when the
magic happens, then, doesn't it?
It can certainly be magical.
It can. Well, right now, both teams gone to the locker room for their final instructions. We are inside of 7 minutes away before tip-off. Cheerleaders coming out on the floor, and the crowd still filtering in. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. When we return, we've talked about Bracken County. Bobby and I will cover Campbell County when we return after these words.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals.
Can y'all hear Q well?
Questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
Tenth Region Tournament rolls on. Again, we know three of the four teams that will be playing in the semifinals coming up on March 11th. We're going to decide the fourth one tonight. It's Bracken County taking on Campbell County. We've talked about the Polar Bears of Bracken County as we went out of break. Looking at Campbell County, this team rolls in here with a 23-6 record overall. They're 11-2 in 10th region competition and undefeated 5-0 in their district. They're under first-year head coach Brent Souter, and the Campbell County team, they've been in and out of the top 25 in some polling throughout the state most of this season. Last year, they were 22-12. They were the 37th district champs. They lost in the semifinals last year to Mason County, 75-67. You got to look at this Campbell County team. Again, Bobby, they're big, strong guys. I can't help but think, and I'm relatively new, 5 years to this 10th region, but retired is their 12-year successful head coach, Eric Russell. He guided Campbell County to four of their five region titles. He had back-to-back in 2014 and 15, 2018 and 19. He's turned it over, but the team's still winning.
Well, the team's winning, and when you look out on the court, you can see that they have strength, size, and obvious athleticism and skill. And the thing about it is, gee whiz, they outscore their opponents by almost 14 points per game. So they've got the whole package.
Well, they roll in here on a nine-game winning right. streak. They've won 12 out of the last 14 games. When you flip the calendar over to the month of February, other than a no-shame eight-point loss to Cooper High School, after that, they've been on a tear.
Right. They are as strong as they can be. Losses to Cooper and Covington Catholic means that out of the last 14 games, they won those 12 of those, and those two teams are pretty strong.
Yeah, and the schedule of Campbell County, much more as far as strength of competition over Bracken County, but
sure.
You never know in these ball games. As I said, back in 2022, Bracken County stunned Campbell County in overtime up there in Covington Holmes High School, and the Polar Bears won that one. But this Campbell County team, as you mentioned, they've got a large margin of victory. They've got a guy in the post. He's going to be hard to handle against Bracken County. Doesn't have a lot of size. Any team will have a hard time guarding Connor Weigel. 16 points per game, 10 rebounds. Bobby, he shoots nearly 60% from the floor, so he knows his way around the lane.
Well, he is just a tremendous athlete, and Coach Souter has pretty much built his team around him and a couple of really crafty, clever guards. So despite the fact that it's his first year, Coach Russell didn't leave the cupboard bare.
No, and Coach Souter's putting his identity to it. I agree with you. And it's going to be a posted-up, big, rough, tough, physical basketball team, that being this Campbell County team. Again, they are very physically fit. They are quite deep in their roster. Bracken County a little thinner. We'll step away our final 30-second break. When we return, starting lineups, tip-off, game action, all straight ahead after this brief message.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Well, we've got Bracken County taking on Campbell County. In the game preceded, it was GRC, the Cardinals, in quest to defend their region title. They win the opening round 74-51 over a Pendleton County team that played hard. They brought a lot of fans. They had four seniors, but that's the way it goes. Let's go to public address for tonight's starters.
Mason County Fieldhouse and the 2024 Boys 5th Region Basketball Tournament. Tonight's second quarterfinal features your visiting team, the Polar Bears of Bracken County. And your home team, the Camels of Campbell County. Let's meet our starting lineups first for Bracken County. At guard, a 5'10 junior, number one, Chase Archibald. At guard, a 6-foot junior, number two, Ashton Buchanan. At guard, a 6'3 junior, number four, Noah Nelson. At forward, a 5'10 junior, number 13, Nash Jefferson. And at forward, a 6'4 sophomore, number 33, Jackson Witten. And the head coach of Bracken County, Terry King. And now introducing your Campbell County Camels. At guard, a 6-foot senior, number 12, Brock Sorgenfry. At guard, a 5'11 junior, number 15, Garen Jackson. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 21, Cole Johnson. At forward, a 6'3 senior, number 23, Nate Smith. And at forward, a 6'4 senior, number 25, Connor Weinel. And the head coach of Campbell County, Brent Souter. And your statisticians for tonight's game, Eric Rammer and Kevin McClanahan. On the clock, Todd Calvert. And your official scorekeeper, Lorena Beerley. And your officials for tonight's game, Mr. James Johns, Mr. Mike Connell, and Mr. Nate Elliott.
Well, there are your teams and there are your participants as we get ready to go. And camels or polar bears? I don't know, Bobby, which they're both pretty tough, I'd say, to tangle with.
Well, yeah, but it's warming up. I have a feeling I'd rather be a camel.
Be the camel?
Yeah, this time of year.
There you go. Well, it's the camels that get the tip. Campbell County taking on Bracken County. The man-to-man by Bracken County is Garen Jackson. Drives a basket, banks it up and in for the Camels.
He got the pass on the left wing and just blew to the basket for the first deuce of the game.
Bracken County in the front court looking to attack. Double teamed as Noah Nelson throws it out. Big Witten got it on top. Goes to Archibald, their all-region performer. His shot's missed. Witten got the rebound off the miss. Goes up in track in traffic. Altered by Weinel, and here comes the break. Campbell County with numbers. They don't attack. Now they go in with a floater. Too strong. Rebound put back up and in by Sergeant Fry.
Yeah, that was almost a pass off the backboard.
Campbell County out to a 4-0 lead in the first minute of play. Archibald right side. Pulls it up in transition. Throws it out on top. Buchanan will run it. This pair of juniors, pretty good pair of guards. And then you got the big guy, Willett. 6'4", 225, his muscles and arms look like he could be on the Campbell County team. I don't know if they got a guy any bigger or stronger than him.
No, I tried. These guys are, they look like they're part of a wrestling team as far as their physique, speaking of the Camels.
So Big Witten for Bracken County could match that description as well as he guards Jackson on the baseline, in which Bracken turned it over. Sorgen Fry with a three, missed it, weak side rebound. They dump it down to Weinel. He puts it in. Assist by Jackson.
Yeah, from Jackson to Weinel for the easy deuce, and all of a sudden it's 6-0 Camels.
So we got a timeout called by the Camels. Bobby's got a message he'll read.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good. MontgomeryTractorSales.com.
Bracken County with the ball in the backcourt, looking at a full court press and a double team that Archibald wants to dribble out of. Throws a pass that had too much air in it, stolen by Sergeant Fry. Driving shot put up and a foul at the rim. It will send Cole Johnson to the foul line. That's Archibald with a foul, his first, team first.
Coming out of that timeout, that full court pressure certainly works for the Camels, and Bracken County having trouble getting into its offensive set.
Johnson averages 7 points per game on the season. He banked that free throw in straight away. He is now the fourth Camel player to score in this game. And at the free throw line, Johnson shoots 67.5%. Another free throw on the way. This time he doesn't bank it. He just puts it in the conventional way. That allows Campbell County to set the press, and they do. Smith at 6'3 and a solid 190 or 200 out on top on Archibald. Archibald more slim built, and he gets rid of it over to Buchanan, driving in, got to the foul line, cut off there by Johnson, bounce pass out on top, Noah Nelson, can't shake Jackson, runs him off to the left of the lane. And Bracken County with a ball fake. Archibald driving in. Drew contact. Threw up a floater and made it.
Yeah, from about 8 feet out on the right side. A good bucket there.
Connor Weinel puts it down on the floor, and then Bracken County took it away from him. Two turnovers by the Polar Bears. That's the Camels' first one. Archibald kicks it out. Nelson thought about a three. He was out at 25 feet. He rubs off a big Willett screen, can't get free at the right elbow. 15-footer, nice fadeaway by Buchanan.
Had a quick ball fake in there that got the defender a little out of sorts, and he was able to cut this lead in half.
Bracken County going man-to-man. Garen Jackson runs it off to the right. They run the weave on top. Connor Weinel got to the rim. He's clobbered, no call, play on. Taken away by Noah Nelson. He drew the double team. Weinel did. In a hurry, Bracken County in the front court. Ball fake, taking it baseline. Double team knocked out of the hands of one Nash Jefferson. It'll remain with the Polar Bears underneath their goal. Their coach, Terry E. King, calling the play, walking the sideline, looking at his team with another possession opportunity. Right side of the floor, Noah Nelson. Ball fake, backdoor cut, nothing there. Weinel went for it, didn't get it. Willett returns it to Nelson, launched a three. Right. Here come the Polar Bears.
Seven in a row to cut the lead to one, and all of a sudden, Coach Satter says, let's talk about this.
So a timeout called by Campbell County. A 30-second timeout. 4.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Campbell County, 1-point lead back after this brief message.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Campbell County with a ball, and Jackson drives. An attempted shot is missed. Rebounded by Nathan Smith. They set for the three by Cole Johnson. He missed it.
Wow.
And then turned over. Sorgen Fry at the rim. He can't score. Weinel with a putback that just got up to the rim. It didn't crawl over, it crawled off.
Well, that is a testament to the strength. Four attempts that time, the fourth one finally drawing the foul. This is a very, very strong Campbell team.
Connor Weinel makes the free throw there. He has 3 points in the game. Again, comes in averaging 16 points, right at 10 rebounds a game. He's top 15 in field goal percentage with 60%. But he's one of two at the foul line here. But it's dug out of there. Another opportunity. Weinel with a leaner. He didn't get it. Fight for the rebound. Batted around on the floor. Two guys hit the deck. Coming away with it, Bracken County at midcourt. Stop and go move. Buchanan, crossover dribble. 10-footer, under pressure. Missed the shot. Weinel with another rebound for Campbell County. Outlet pass. They push it in the front court. Ball faked by Smith. Bounce pass across the lane. Quick movement. Return it over there to Smith. Nathan Smith, he drives, left-handed shot, missed everything. Bracken threw it away the fourth time. Set Sorgen free for a three. He missed it. Weinel thought he had a rebound, but it's taken away by Archibald. Archibald, between the leg dribble, crosses over, runs it to the baseline. Noah Nelson there, spacing not real good. Now Nelson in trouble, throws a pass across the lane. Jefferson kicks it back out. Nelson with Jackson flying at him. Shot a three, very short. Campbell County on a run out. Garen Jackson got it up and in. Transition bucket.
That takes their lead back to 4-11-7. Just too quick after they got that rebound.
Bracken County not valuing every possession as they just about threw it away again. Nathan Smith, though, will get the foul here on a reach-in as Bracken County's turned it over four times. In 5 minutes of play. Fancher in for Campbell County. Feldhaus in for Bracken County. Polar Bears with the ball on their end of the floor. With it's Noah Nelson. Offered a screen. Instead, he drives it left side. Throws up an awkward shot and put it in.
Boy, just got it up over the front of the rim, and it was able to find the bottom.
Nelson with 5 points in the game. In the front court, Franzen, who's checked in for Campbell County, had it briefly, and he takes it right back off the curl. Feeds Jackson, ball fake, kick it out. 3-point shot put up by the Camels and hit off the bench. Xavier Fancher, his first touch of the ball, it's a made three.
Well, he had time to set himself and get the shot off.
Quickly, Buchanan took it all the way to the rim, kicked it out to Noah Nelson, who hit a three. Nelson's hit a pair of threes.
Back to 14-12. They're staying attached.
Polar Bears 2-for-4 shooting a three. It's kept them there. 2 minutes to play in the first. Here's Fancher. He hit another three. So the lefty reserve, 6-foot-tall junior, Fancher has hit back-to-back threes from the right wing. Bracken County's Archibald comes into the front court. Nathan Smith on him. Smith 6'3", and like I said, big, strong guy. Here's a shot missed by Archibald, rebounded. Fancher, they throw it in the front court. Smith has it, give and go. Jackson couldn't control it, kick it back out. Smith attacks, drove the paint, lost it. Turnover by Campbell County, their second. Bracken County with the ball. Coach King for the Polar Bears walking that sideline. He's seeing Buchanan shoot a three between the circle. Connor Weinel claims the rebounded miss. Outlet to Jackson. Three on two. They fill the lane beautifully and at the rim put in. Fancher's got eight off the bench, Bob.
Yeah, and it's been in about a minute.
He is instant offense. Just add water and stir. He is getting it done. Buchanan turned on the dribble. Got a screen from Willett. Pick and pop. Big guy shoots a three. Rimmed it off. Fancher got a rebound. He wants to run. Two on two. Fancher throws up the floater. Didn't get it. Clock inside of a minute. Here comes the Polar Bears. In transition. Nelson, ball fake. Took it to the left blocks. Drives it in. Then kicks it out. Archibald gets a screen. They pick off. They switch off on the pick. Archibald, quick release. Ten-footer. Got it in. Boy, that was a quick release.
Quick release and a floater if you've ever seen one.
Weinel. Tried to get it into the rim. A flop by Willett draws a no-call. Skip it right baseline. Smith got a step on the defense. Put it up and in. Finished at the rim. Five different Polar Bears have scored.
Yeah, he blew right by Chase Archibald on that one, curling to the bucket.
Archibald brings it up. He picked up his dribble way out front. Six on the clock. Now at five. Long three. Buchanan off the front of the rim. That leads to a run out. Smith will shoot at the horn. Didn't go for the Camels. But Campbell County owns a lead at the end of one quarter of play. It's a Campbell County Campbells 21, the Bracken County Polar Bears 14. We'll take a one-minute break when we return. Second quarter play coming your way right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Tenth region basketball action, second game of this concluding opening round. It's Campbell County and Bracken County. As the Camels have the lead, it'll be Bracken County with the ball. Campbell County 1 of 5 shooting the three, Bracken County 2 for 7. 4 turnovers by the Polar Bears, 2 for the Camels. Campbell County with a 4-0 edge in fast breaks, and now it's going to be a 6-0 edge as they get it out and push it up and in. And Fancher averaging 7 a game, and Bobby, he's already in this one, got 10.
Yeah, he has flat made a difference. Without it. Here's another
steal by Jackson, and he puts it in. So some transition buckets. 6 different Camels have scored, and now it's opened up to a 25-14 lead, and they steal it again. Weinel at the rim, put it in. He's got an and one coming. So Bracken County's turned it over twice. And Feldhaus draws a foul, his first, team first of this quarter. Weinel with 5 points in the game. Boy, and this got away in a hurry, Bobby. Opening three possessions, and then Weinel adds to it. So that's a 7-0 run after Bracken County fought hard to get it close.
Well, it was 19-14, and now it's 28-14.
Archibald double team deep on the right baseline, and the official says it stays with Bracken County. These referees out of the 6th and 7th region, I'm told. Last year, I believe we had the fifth region tournament, fifth region officials in the tournament. Skip pass, left side with it. Catch is Noah Nelson's. He's hit a pair of threes. They step out on him, rightfully so. He puts it on the floor. They tighten up defensively, and another turnover by Bracken County. Lead pass to Jackson. He puts it up and in.
That's an 11-0 run here since the one-minute mark of the first quarter, so they have turned completely over on this one.
Archibald's pass is deflected. It is nearly picked off. They save it. Archibald with a runner. He missed it straight away from 12. Winel with a rebound. He bats it around and gets it to Jackson. Two-hand chest pass into the front court. They move it quickly. Spinning, shooting. Johnson missed at the rim. Winel's rebound put back up and in.
32-14 all of a sudden. 13-0 run.
8 points. Six rebounds for Connor Winel, working on a double-double in the first half. There's Archibald that hits a three. He's got seven in the game as he nails a three. Time called by Bracken County. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We played nearly 2 minutes in the second quarter. It's Campbell County big lead back after this brief message.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at peebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Campbell County with the ball and a 32-17 lead. 6 minutes to play in the first half. Garen Jackson will shoot a corner three. That's good.
Now that is a 16-2 run here in the last 3 minutes, 20 seconds. They've taken total control, and here's another
steal. Turnover and a run out, and that's finished at the rim. Fancher's having he's having an all-tournament performance here. As the Polar Bears have turned it over eight times, now nearly nine. They get it in the front court all alone. They can find him. They do. Shot put up at the rim. Nice look in there as they found Jefferson. He just couldn't finish. He had a one-on-one jump hook in the paint. Feed it over. Johnson, three ball. Not there for the Camels. Long rebound taken by Willett. Campbell County, 3 of 8, shooting a three, driving the baseline. Jefferson, double team, kick it out. Buchanan's three, not there. Weak side rebound, batted around. Willett couldn't claim it. Now Cole Johnson has it. He throws it in the front court. They go to Sorge and Fry. He missed at the rim. And then Jefferson couldn't hold the rebound. The ball hit him right in the hands after Sorge and Fry tried to put a little bit of style points on it. Finishing at the rim off the one hand, and Connor Winel out, and they bring Nathan Smith back in. Fancher, three-point shot. Boom. That's three in a row, Bobby. He's hit from the right wing.
Well, I tell you what, they have flat gone on fire. A 21-2 run here in about the last 4 minutes.
Bracken County having trouble. Double team, drop it baseline. Buchanan, skip pass from the right baseline to the left wing. Archibald raises with a three. He missed it. And they release two players and Garen Jackson. Easy picket. They're sending three to the board and releasing two. And that Jackson hits the layup.
42-16. At one point, the score was 19-14.
Archibald, three-point shot off the front of the rim. That's going to lead to another run out. Live and die by the three. It's a three-on-two. Fancher missed at the rim. Rebounded in there, pivoting out, big boy Jackson Willett. Willett throws it to Buchanan, dribbles through traffic, got to the right baseline. He missed, rebound put up and in. Jackson Witten puts it in. Only the second bucket for the Polar Bears in this quarter. Fancher feeling it, but this time way too strong as it's claimed by Campbell County. Driving in, shot put up, and it'll be a foul called as Cole Johnson attacked the rim. Let's see who the foul's on. That's going to be on Buchanan, his first, team second of this quarter. Cole Johnson, 2 for 2 at the free throw line, made those in the first quarter. He's back there again with a clock stop, 3:37 to play in the second quarter. Johnson's free throw is good. Campbell County now leading 43-19. Checking in for Bracken County, Andrew Kirk. As Johnson for Campbell County shoots a second free throw, he makes that one. Cole Johnson goes out. Coming in, Chance Crowley, 6-foot-tall senior. And this Campbell County team, it's upperclassman dominant.
Yeah, no question.
As the ball is in the front court, pass around the perimeter, Bracken County with it, skip it over right side. Ball fake way out there by Buchanan. They step out on him with Fancher. Three-point shot, Noah Nelson, he hits it. He had Swords and Fry flying at him. That's three threes by Nelson.
44-22, however, the Camels under control.
Backdoor cut by Swords and Fry, couldn't get a shot. And there's Fancher, picked it up. Every shot he sees, he likes. He's hit 4 3-pointers.
He is on fire.
Ball is in the front court, driving in. Shot put up and in by Nelson. Nelson, he's got 13 points in the first half. Kick it out. Swords and Fry for Campbell County. He shoots the three. Two white shirts in there claiming the offensive boards, and they crash him hard. Chance Crowley got the rebound. He'll go to the line on the putback as the foul is going to be on Archibald, his second, team third. Campbell County with a 47-24 lead, and Crowley will go to the free throw line for the Camels. His free throw is off the back iron, missed that one. Campbell County in the game. They are 6 of 8 at the free throw line as a team. Another free throw, that one's missed. Witten has a rebound for the Polar Bears. Bracken being pressured, Buchanan runs through traffic, still all the way down, coast to coast. Bank shot short, nobody back. Fancher on a run out, left-hand layup, got it. That's 20 points in fast break scoring, Bobby. 20 of the 49 for Campbell County.
Yeah, it's been a track meet here since 1 minute to go in the first quarter, and they have just taken this game completely over.
Archibald got to the rim, puts up a left-handed shot with Nathan Smith on him. Smith will be saddled with that foul, his second. It will place Archibald at the free throw line. Archibald, a 5'10 junior. He's a nifty ball handler, likes a floater, likes a fadeaway, likes the three. He's a shooter kind of guy. Makes a free throw here. He has 8 in the game. Weinel back in. Smith goes out. Jackson out. Returning is Franzen for Campbell County. Archibald for Bracken County at the line. Makes both free throws. Polar Bears dropping back. Coach King telling them to turn around. Swords and Fry out on top. Right side. Throw it on the baseline. Wrap around to Connor Weinel. Easy picking. 3 passes. 2 points.
Just too easy. The defense not reacting to where the ball is on the court on the offensive end. And
Nelson in a hurry. Left side of the floor for the Polar Bears. Throws it to Witten. Witten lost it. Turnover. Weinel 2-on-1 at the rim. Not there. And a foul called. And that'll be on Archibald. That will be his third. So Coach King, his bench is rather slim anyway. He's just going to have to let him play through it, I would imagine. So Archibald, his region point guard, picks up his third foul. Free throw missed by Fancher. That's about the only thing this guy's missed, Bobby.
Yeah, he's been on fire.
He's got 20 points in the first half coming off the Camel bench.
Yeah, and
how do you account for that?
That's what you call talent.
Yeah, they caught lightning in a bottle, yeah. That's for sure. 21 points in the first half for a guy that averages 6.5 a game. Bracken County with the ball in the front court. Buchanan pulls it out on the dribble. He brings Crawley with him. man-to-man by Campbell County, and they Bracken County spreads the floor. This may be their best opportunity. Feldhaus, shot from the right elbow, 15 feet. Connor Weiner with a rebound off the miss. He angles off down the left side of the floor. They work it right baseline. Catch and shoot three by Franzen. Missed everything. Long rebound comes out. Possession to Bracken County. They wanted to run, but Campbell County in good condition, Bobby. They beat them back down the floor.
They sure did.
Bracken wanted to run. They thought they had a little numbers, but they didn't have numbers.
Franzen knocked that out of bounds.
Feldhaus off a Witten screen. Hands it off to Nelson. Clock inside of a minute here to play in the first half. Bracken County with the ball trailing big. They run the weave out on top. Nelson turns the corner, puts up a 12-footer, got it in right of the lane.
Had to work hard for that one inside 1 minute, but 52-28 score.
15 in the game for Nelson. They go to Weinel. Weinel had a shot in the paint, but he kicks it out. Sorgenfrey returns it over. Franzen, his third option was to shoot. He does. He missed it, and the rebound is pried from the hands of Campbell County, but a reach-around foul. That'll be Fancher picking up the foul. Jackson returns for Campbell County, 27 seconds. Coach King bringing Kirk out, bringing Archibald back in, playing with three fouls. He wants his offense in there, and they'll try to take the last shot with 20 seconds now showing. The weave out on top, Feldhaus between the circle, hands it off to Archibald, 15 on the clock, Buchanan with Crawley on him. Polar Bears pick it up near midcourt, a little shaky. They're near midcourt, and there's a backcourt steal. Driving in or a reach from behind steal, and then finish at the rim.
That's it.
Is Crowley. The horn will sound. 22 points in transition buckets for Campbell County. They go in at halftime leading Bracken County by a score of 54-28. That's our halftime score. We will take a two-minute timeout. When Bobby and I return, halftime report will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that straight ahead right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed?
Was that 2 minutes?
Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Halftime here at the Mason County Fieldhouse, the site of the boys' 10th region basketball tournament. Let's look at the halftime stats. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Campbell County leading Bracken County here in a big score. It's the Camels 54, and the Bracken County Polar Bears 28. Bobby, Bracken County, they've gotten a lot of shots, but turning the ball over, and it's actually Campbell County just beating them 22-0 in fast break scoring.
Well, as you alluded a little bit earlier, they're leaving two guys on the rebounding block and outletting at least two, if not three, and the Bracken County team, just when they miss a shot, the party's over, because it's 3-on-1, 2-on-0, and they're just having their way, running from one end to the other uncontested.
Well, and the halftime numbers will bear that out. For the visitors, Bracken County Polar Bears, they shoot 40.5%, 11 of 27 from the floor overall, 4 of 11 from three-point range, 2 of 2 at the foul line. While Campbell County, they have gotten off 39 shots. They've hit 21 of them for 54%, 5 of 14 from three-point shooting, and you've got 7 of 11 at the foul line. Points off turnovers, 19-2 in favor of Campbell County. You also have second chance scoring, 8-2 in favor of Campbell County. Three-point scoring, 15-12 in favor of Campbell County. And fast break scoring, 22-0 in favor of the Campbells. As far as rebounding goes, in the ballgame, 13 rebounds by the Polar Bears, 23 rebounds by Campbell County. Turnovers in the game, 8 committed by Bracken County, only 2 by Campbell County. Bobby, we said they were big, they were strong, they were physical. That rebounding margin, plus 10, and 9 of the 23 off the offensive boards.
Yeah, and that is strong. And, well, with 6 minutes into the game, the score is 14-12, and Bracken County is sure holding its own. But for the final 10 minutes of the half, they got blistered 41-16, and consequently, you've got a darn near double-up score here at intermission, 54-28. So the strength, the size, the athleticism, the skill, and the speed of Campbell County has certainly asserted itself here in this first half.
54-28, Camels leading the Polar Bears. We will step aside for another two-minute timeout. When we return, we'll have individual stats as a halftime show rolls on after these words.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tenth region, final game of the opening round. The teams have been set who will be playing in the semifinals on Monday. And we're going to have a decision here who's going to join that group of three. It's right now Campbell County leading Bracken County 54-28. here at halftime. We gave you some of the team numbers. Looking at the individual numbers for Bracken County in the first half, Noah Nelson, 15 points on 6 of 7 shooting. He's got 15 points to lead the Polar Bears. 9 points scored by Chase Archibald. Archibald has taken 8 shots, but he's gotten 9 points. He has also pulled down a rebound in his time on the floor. Leading the way for the Polar Bears, Big Witten, 6'4", 225-pound muscled-up guy. He's got 7 rebounds in the game to pace the Polar Bears. He also has dished 1 of the 3 assists. For Campbell County in the ballgame, leading scorer coming off the bench, it's Xavier Fancher in this ballgame, 8 of 11 shooting overall, 4 of 5 from 3-point range, 1 of 2 at the foul line, Bobby, 21 points, 1 rebound. I don't know if that's always on the scouting report.
Well, averaging
a reserve player hitting 21.
Averaging 4.5 points and less than 2 rebounds a game, and he explodes here in basically just a shade over a quarter. He came in very late in the first quarter and scored a mere 21.
Yeah, there you go. Other players in double figures, Garen Jackson with 13 points on 6 of 7 shooting. He's dished out 5 assists. Also for Campbell County, Connor Weinel, 10 points on 4 of 5 shooting, 2 of 3 at the foul line. He leads the Camels in rebounding with 6. He's dished 2 assists and blocked a shot. Both teams coming out on the floor, and again, other scoring for Campbell County, Johnson with 4, 2 points each for Smith and Crowley. Bobby and I'll step aside for our final 30-second break when we return. Second half play coming your way right here on your Gateway Sports Station, back after this brief message.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Bracken County trailing Campbell County 54-28. The team that wins this game will play George Rogers Clark on March 11th at 7:30. The 6 o'clock game has been decided. That will be Mason County taking on Harrison County. And again, we'll be covering the 10th region tournament in its entirety on your Gateway Sports Station. Campbell County with the ball and the 54-28 lead to begin the second half. The Camels looking at a man-to-man by Bracken County. A Sorgen Fry goes to Connor Weinel. Top of the key, thought about a three. He wanted to shoot it. Garen Jackson says, maybe I will, but he goes back to Weinel. Nate Smith, left side, bounce pass across the lane. Three-point shot up on the way by Johnson, and it's missed. Rebound kept alive, not there at the rim. Big Winton with a rebound for Bracken County. Pivots out. He's got 8 boards.
He had to work for it, though. They were all over him.
He's a bruiser. He looks like he could fit in on that Campbell County team with his physique.
He sure could.
You know, and that's the thing about Coach King and Bracken County. Everybody's coming back.
Sure.
They're good athletes. They're basketball players. You know, they need some refinement, but they're basketball players. Shot blocked by an Archibald attempt block. Nathan Smith steps into a three, and he hit it from the right corner.
So the beat goes on. They're on fire on all cylinders tonight.
Smith's first three-point shot for Campbell County. He's got 5 in the game. He's a defensive specialist as he hedges up to double-team the Archibald pass. They look for Archibald. They get it to him, and we just about got in the action, Bobby.
Well, it was geared toward
my hands
you.
Were all over it.
You were ready.
Ready to make a play.
Oh, you had it.
Bracken County turns it over for the 9th time in the game. Only 2 turnovers by Campbell County as Jackson feeds Johnson.
He
hits a 3 from the right baseline, so both buckets in this third quarter have come from that right corner.
Right corner, 60-28. The beat goes on.
Weinel nearly got a steal. It breaks down the defense for Bracken County, and Coach King just drops his head. He's got a coy grin on his face, looks at his coach and said, do you believe it? They had numbers and turned it over. Well, it'll be Campbell County with the ball. in a 60-28 lead.
And a team of that quality will make you do things that you're normally not going to do.
Sergeant Fry comes around to take the pass. He'll run it out on the point. Seemed like there's been a Sergeant Fry on this team for 5 years. He'll shoot up a three. Missed that one. Rebound by Cole Johnson, and he leaped up off the back of Kirk, who kind of propelled himself up on a putback, and Kirk draws a foul. His first, team first.
Foul on the floor.
Inbound pass. Sergeant Fry tries a three with Archibald flying at him and hit it.
So it's three three-pointers. 9 points here to start the quarter.
Campbell County 7 now of 18 shooting the three. Dangerously close to that running clock. Kirk drives in, cut off on a double team, kick it out to Archibald. Nathan Smith on him. They switch off. Johnson's got him. Archibald missed a 15-footer, hit the deck. Buchanan did, no call. Here come the Camels. They try that right baseline again. This time the three's missed, but Connor Weinel put it up and in. Trailed the play and got the second chance putback.
Yeah, and there's a 37-point lead.
So we got timeout called here on the Bracken County bench. They call timeout. We'll be back after this brief message.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
37-point lead for Campbell County. Bobby's got a message to dovetail that.
With Bad Boy's patent and Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. Montgomery Tractor Sales, mow with an attitude.
Well, I mowed Monday. I had a good attitude.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it. We had a nice day, pretty day.
Nice day and got a good level cut.
Bracken County with the ball. We're going to have a running clock the remaining just under 5 minutes of this third quarter, and that's due in part to coming out on 11-0 run to open up this third quarter. And
30.
Campbell County just blew it open.
Yeah, 37-point lead here.
Off the curl, Bracken County running a weave. Noah Nelson, 15-point first half, trying to get free against Garen Jackson. They throw it on the blocks. Kirk up over Sorgen free, and Kirk will go to the free throw line. Again, this Bracken County team, they've got one senior. I don't think he's, Norton is dressed probably, but I don't think they've got a senior dressed on the team.
Well,
so all these guys are back. I mean, don't get discouraged.
Well, they don't need to be discouraged. Heck, they made it to the regional tournament.
43 times.
They've got a good basketball tradition up in Bracken County, and they just need to stay the course, continue to develop through the course of the off season, and possibly boost that schedule up a tad next year, but they've acquitted themselves well.
Johnson, Jackson, and Smith go out for Campbell County as Andrew Kirk makes both free throws, and then Kirk goes out, and Nash Jefferson returns for Bracken County. So Campbell County, they bring in Aiden Dowds. He's got his first action of the game. Fancher returns, and all-star super sub Xander Fancher in there. Nice drop-off pass, and Dowds puts it up and in off the assist by Chance Crowley.
Yeah, good play. Very good play.
Dowds with the bucket. He's got a grin on his face, but he's going to be positioning behind Witten, who's calling for it in the blocks. And right now he's calling for it. Coach says, clear it out. Let's let our guards do something. Buchanan goes over to Archibald. Archibald wants a pick. He'll shoot a three between the circles. Missed the shot. Ball batted around. Four or five players hit it. Finally goes back to Archibald. Floater off the dribble drive, missed, and Dowd's with a rebound. Archibald on the ground. They throw it to Fancher. That lefty drives in. Kick it to Crawley. Crawley, he attacked the rim, and they blocked it on him. Lead pass, Archibald. Had it blocked. Hustling back, making the play. Zach Franzen blocks the Archibald shot. As he had, he really didn't release. He had never gotten up and had made it to midcourt before the run out occurred for Brackett.
Well, these kids from Campbell County know how to get back on defense.
Yeah, they do. Noah Nelson, three-point shot, partially blocked there by Franzen. Rebound claimed by Campbell County. Franzen's got it deep in the left corner. Trailing the play is Crowley. He kicks it out. Three-point shot put up and in. That's Osback. Hits the three, and he is the fourth Camel player to hit a three-point shot in this game.
70-30 at the 220 mark.
Nelson drives in, flips it up. He missed. Buchanan tried to put back. Not there. Campbell County with numbers. Allsback hit the last three. This one goes down as well. He's hit back-to-back threes in the bench. Very deep of Campbell County.
Yeah, and they're getting the roll tonight.
Right side of the floor, dribbling the ball. Nelson pulls it out between the circle. Inside of 2 minutes to play in the third. Campbell County with a huge lead. And Archibald lost his balance. Throws it to Witten, who's trying to beat Dowds to the ball. He does. Hands it off to Buchanan. 73-30. They throw it into Witten. He's got it. Powers himself up. Got too deep under the backboard. Didn't have an angle. Shot it too strong. Throw it the length of the floor. Crowley, quick release. Put it up and in.
75-30. That's 21-2 this quarter.
And this bench of Campbell County scoring 30 of their points.
Yeah.
Three-point shot missed there by Bracken County's Archibald. Behind the back dribble, Crowley between the leg dribble, stopped at the foul line. Kick it out. Fancher, 25-footer off the front of the rim. Rebounded, another opportunity. All's back. He's 3-for-3 off the bench for Campbell County.
Maybe they'll get him out of their system this evening.
Oh, yeah. They are lighting it up.
They are playing great.
10 of 23 shooting the three. Buchanan, 18-footer straight away. He hit it. That's a first bucket for Bracken County in this third quarter. There's 44 seconds rolling. Franzen has it knocked away. He goes back and gets it. Leaves a bounce pass for Dowds, who rolled it up and in. Witten stepped up, but Dowds got it over him.
Got it over him, dropped it in, 30 seconds left.
A drive in, and Nelson, that's his first basket in the second half. He's got 17 for the Polar Bears. Crowley says, I'll try a three. That one's missed from the left wing. And Witten in double figures with rebounds as he claims his 10th for the Polar Bears. Goes over to Buchanan. Crossover dribble left of the circle. Chased by Crowley down in the baseline. Spacing not good. They throw it now on the blocks. Drop it in there. Fadeaway shot put up and in. Nice little shot at the horn. Yeah,
nice move late in the clock.
Jefferson makes that shot for the Polar Bears, a second-chance bucket, scores the last basket in the third quarter. It's 80-36 in favor of Campbell County. Fourth and final quarter coming back in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
We move into the fourth quarter, so 8 more minutes, and it looks like Campbell County, they've got a big lead, 80-36, Three teams have been decided who will play in the semifinals. Campbell County trying to join that trio that have already been decided. Bracken County with the ball, and they turn it over. Frangin, he ain't giving it up. He drives all the way down. Missed it. Frangin got the rebound. Scoop shot over his head. Missed by Crawley, and then Polar Bears get it back. Throw it the length of the floor. Jefferson, baseline, tried to throw it back out. It's blocked back at him. Xavier Fancher talking to himself.
Well, he's
for
got,
Campbell County.
He's earned the right.
Yeah, he talked himself into 21 first-half points. Back tip steal by Franzen. Franzen over to Fancher. Drop it baseline. Here's Augs back. He's hit another three. And he runs down the floor shaking his head. He's a little guy. He's 5'6", 5'7", maybe, but, boy, he has hit the threes. He's hit four of them. He's got 12 in the game. Archibald trying to match him. Couldn't hit a three. Rebound claim. Fancher, throw it over to Osback. Bounce pass, Crawley at the rim, put it in. Three passes, 2 points.
Well, they're just, in effect, toying with Bracken County at this point.
Archibald driving the rim, throws up the left-hand runner, not there. It's kind of a pickup game, just kind of run and get down the floor, pass it around. You get an open shot, shoot it. Xavier Francher, three-point shot, missed it off the front of the rim. Bracken with it. Buchanan coming down, angles off to the right. These guys played a lot of minutes, Polar Bears have. They dressed maybe 7 or 8 guys, and Noah Nelson's long three is missed. They're going to go the other way with it. It's a track meet. Finishing at the rim. There's Francher. Francher with a running layup. Timeout called on the floor, and substitution timeout, and Coach Souter says, you've completed the mission, guys. We're going to put some reserves in and let them play out these final 6 minutes.
Well, we've got an 87-36 count, and in a game that after 6 minutes was a 14-12 score, but it has certainly gone one way here since.
Archibald over on the right wing. With it now is Feldhaus. Feldhaus calling for it, but Buchanan shoots from the right elbow, 15-footer, and hits it. Buchanan now with 6 points in the game. Taking several shots to get him, but he's a nice player. He's a junior. He'll be back. Now here's Osback. He's hit another three. I don't know what to, I don't know where they've been hiding these players, but this bench has been phenomenal.
Hey, you're exactly right.
3-point shot by the Polar Bears missed. They got their own rebound back. Flip it up at the rim. Not there. Crawley on a run out. Winton, only guy back on a 3-on-1. Dowds will try a three, and he hadn't shot but 2 all year. He missed that one on the rebound. It comes back to Dowds. He's going to load it up. Now he's going to hit it, and he points 3 and holds it up to his head.
Boy, are they fired up or what?
Man, I tell you what, Campbell County, they may need to save some of this for round 2, or either they're going to try to build on it. What momentum as Archibald hits a baseline left side 3. He's got 12 points in the game now. This Campbell County team, they just keep running players in that are effective. They run the weave out on top, and Crawley tried to spin and shoot, and he traveled. That's only the 3rd turnover, Bobby, in the whole game. For the Camels. Well, only 3. And one of them was a charge.
Yeah, just a fantastic effort. Coach Satter has certainly got his kids ready to play in this regional tournament. And they're going to be a handful for whomever they meet from this point forward.
He pulls out Alsback and puts into the game Austin Daniel. Long 3, and Archibald's 3 barely got to the front of the rim. These guys are tired. They played a lot of minutes. They're still out there battling. Feldhaus, right side, got to the rim, puts up the runner, he scored in the paint.
93-43, inside 4 minutes.
Daniel Alston drives in, left-hand shot at the rim, missed it, rebounded by Bracken County. Again, this is a shot rejected at the rim, blocked shot by Anthrop off of the Archibald attempt. This is like pickup ball. Get out at the park and just run and gun. Run and play. Pretty much a free-flowing game. Inbound pass. Kirk missed at the rim. Nice rebound there. Brian Finney, 6'2", shows that he can really jump. He's a sophomore on this Campbell County team. Sets at the foul line, calling for it. He didn't get it. They run off the screen with Bittner. Bittner takes it back, got to the rim, missed a gimme. He got in there, and he's frustrated with himself, looks over to the bench. That's been one of the few buttons that hadn't been pushed by Souter that worked off the bench.
Yeah, and I think Ballard made a nifty pass from the top to get it to him, but he just was unable to finish.
Big Witten comes out. Apollonio checks in, and Mertz is in, and also now we got Zach Elliott. I'll make that. Well, we don't have a. We'll try to check and get who Big 34 is. Finney. Finney checks in the game. Archibald loads up a three, shot it, and hit it. 15 points in the game for Archibald, hitting on his average. Campbell County with a ball and a big lead. 2 minutes to play here in this game. It'll be the Camels and the Cardinals. Three-point shot missed, rebounded. Campbell County with another opportunity. Austin Daniel puts it up and in.
Got to the basket with a pass from the wing. He nails the bucket.
That's a second-chance putback. 15-4 advantage in that fashion for Campbell County. And here's Apollonio. He missed. Finney got the rebound. His shot's blocked at the rim. And Apollonio, he's digging in there, Bobby. 5'6" senior.
Yeah, he gave it a shot.
He gave it a shot. He missed the three, and he almost got the rebound back. You bring it down to the floor, put it on the ground, he's going to try to steal it. Turnaround shot from 12, not there. Kick it out. Campbell County with another opportunity. This three off the rim. And Daniel with a rebound putback.
Yeah, right there on the weak side for the uncontested putback.
1 minute to play. Campbell County knocking on the door of scoring 100. Archibald's three is missed. And Finney sandwiched in there but couldn't get the rebound. The Camels running the other way. Ball fake there and trying to get in. Off the dribble drive is Bittner. He lost it, and Apollonio took it away from him.
There he comes. See if we can get him another shot here.
Well, Kirk's going to shoot a three, and he banked it in straight away.
97-49. Still have 30 seconds left to hit that century mark.
Kirk wasn't giving it up. You need 3 points? Call in Fancher. Bring him back in off the bench. He'll hit a three. Coach Souter said, we'll settle for 97.
Yeah, they're just going to hold it.
And the Campbell County fans wearing their purple and gold school colors stand and applaud as the waning seconds tick off. Bracken County, only one senior on their team. They are eliminated from the tournament. It was quite a display by Campbell County. They win 97-49. Here to qualify to play in the semifinals. So the Camels record, it moves to 24-6. Bracken County, they finish with, an 11-20 record. Bobby, it was all Camels. Bracken County got to within five early and timeout called, and then nothing else happened after that.
Yeah, 14-12 with 6 minutes gone in the game, and then after that, it was a runaway. They just took off and left. 13-0 run in a three-minute span, expanded it out, led by 54-28 after intermission, expanded it to 79-37 after three quarters, and it was just a track meet for them for the last three quarters.
So in the 97 points, Campbell County, they put four players in double figures. But their bench scoring was it was outstanding. Yeah, it was unheard of.
Please join me in congratulating 2024 10th Region All-Tournament Team member, Noah Nelson from Bracken County.
Noah Nelson from Bracken County makes the All-Tournament team. Congratulations to him. 6'2 junior came in there. He hit in this ball game. He hit three three-pointers all in the first half. He ended up with 17 points. Got 15 of them in the first half of play. So, again, we know who's playing the semifinals. We'll be back. Bobby and I will take a one-minute break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up, give you the matchups for Monday. All that coming up right here after this one-minute break.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Tenth Region Tournament boys action, and the opening round is concluded as it was Campbell County in a runaway over Bracken County. The final there, 97-49. The game preceding, it was George Rogers Clark with a 74-51 win over Pendleton County. So, Bobby, the first day you had a two-point win late in the game by Mason County over Scott, and then you had Harrison County in an overtime win.
Yeah, it was, I think Harrison beat Scott.
Scott, yes.
Mason beat Bourbon and only took the lead in the last minute of the game.
So you got two close ones, the opening game and then the opening day, and then tonight it's been runaways.
Runaways, and yet these two victors tonight are pretty darn strong. They've been right near the top of the region RPI rankings all year, and it really, really served notice tonight that the Camels are going to be everything that GRC will want, and then maybe more. It's going to be a very, very tough encounter for George Rogers Clark after seeing what we saw this evening.
Yeah, the Cardinals and GRC in Campbell County, GRC 5-6 is their record versus Campbell County under head coach Josh Cook. Cardinals have won the last five in a row, but they dropped the first six they played. So I'm sure Coach Cook, they got to even the score. They don't play on, so that'll be on Monday.
It'll be a great test.
It should be a great game, and again, Gateway Radio Works commitments to the communities in the 10th region and to the sports programs and to the schools, offering the sponsors an opportunity to be a part of something big like that. We're going to cover those games, and that'll be coming up on Monday. First game at 6, second one scheduled for 7:30. But the one tonight, again, 97-49 in favor of Campbell County. Quickly looking at some of the stats. the glaring stat in this, Bobby, is when you look at points off turnover, 26-7 in favor of Campbell County. They won the rebounding battle 46-26. They turned the ball over only four times, the Campbells did. But here's a number. They had 55 of the 97 points came off the bench.
Okay, well, now when you look at the time of play, you've only got three starters that played over half of the game for the Camels, and they were just barely into the 17 and a half minute mark. So Coach Souter really, really gave his bench a chance to get out there tonight and get the feel of regional action. And, boy, once they got out there and got into the flow, it's just like there was not a beat skipped at all. Everybody who came in contributed mightily, and you got one young man who, Augenstein, was 5 for 5 from three-point range, so they were on fire tonight and really showed that they are going to be a group to be reckoned with.
So Campbell County, they get 26 assists on 38 baskets, so hey, they moved the ball and they found the open guy. Bracken County, their season comes to an end. 11-20 is their mark on the end of the year. They shot 34.5% from the floor overall, 33% three-point range, made all four of their free throws. All-tournament team Noah Nelson, 17 points, 15 for Chase Archibald. You had 9 rebounds in the game for big Jackson Witten for Bracken County. And again, their players are all coming back, so they're sophomores and juniors. For Campbell County, again, led Xavier Francher off the bench, 23 points. He got 21 of those in the first half, 3 rebounds in the game as well, dished 3 assists, played 17 minutes. Other scoring, as Bobby said, Osback came in. Jaden Osback shot 5 times from 3, hit all 5. He finished with 15 points in 8 minutes of play, dished out 2 assists and got a rebound. Other double figure scoring, Garen Jackson, their point guard, 6 of 8 shooting, 13 points, 2 rebounds, led the team with 3 steals, led the team with 6 assists. Connor Weinel, their leading scorer and rebounder on the season, he gets 12 points tonight on 5 of 6 shooting, 2 of 3 at the foul line, pulled down 9 rebounds to lead his team, blocked a shot, and dished 2 assists. Other scoring, again, it was a collection of guys. Dowd's got 7 off the bench. You had Sorge and Fry with 5 points and 2 rebounds. Crawley came in with 6 points. Nathan Smith, big strong guy, guarded the team's toughest player. 5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals for him, and a host of other Campbell players played and contributed. So that's going to do it for us. We are going to be back on the air for WWKY. That will be tomorrow. We'll have some girls action tomorrow, girls 10th region tournament at Bourbon County. But we will be back here at the Fieldhouse on Monday. 2 games coming up then. So that's going to do it for us here. Bobby, any parting comments as we roll out?
Well, it looks like the 2 victors tonight are getting ready to go full steam ahead for Monday, and that should be a very, very interesting, entertaining, intense contest in this regional semifinal.
From the Mason County Fieldhouse for Hayes McMakin, our on-site engineer, Jeff back to station, Bobby right here beside me, I'm Joel Bennett. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great rest of the week. So long.
Been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.